The Sahrawi are subjected to horrific violations of human rights. This is their country, their homeland. They have no rights there. So these people are being subjected to terrible harassment for one simple thing. They just want the right to vote on their homeland. And so it's something that that the international community has failed the Sahrawi people miserably and allowed Morocco, the aggressor, to be rewarded for their invasion and the way that they're controlling this territory that does not belong to them. We have failed them, and we need to pay attention to this issue because it has the potential for spilling over and causing a lot of turmoil in North Africa. Whereas on the other hand, if the Sahrawi had been able to regain their homeland, you would have had a solid democratic republic, a Muslim society of people who respect equal rights for women, who have adopted a constitution modeled after ours, where all people are equal, that had freedom of expression, freedom of assembly. If this had been done right, you would have had a thriving democracy in North Africa.
The Polisario Front are saying that they are going to resort to arms because they think the UN Security Council might not have been doing the work of its mission in Western Sahara. What is your take on that?
The UN came in, promised them a right, the vote on self-determination, which is their right under international law. They've been denied that opportunity to vote. So we forced them into a position where the only way they can succeed is to go back to war. But remember, Morocco broke the ceasefire by attacking unarmed Sahrawis. And so we have put them in this terrible position because we haven't followed international law. And I'm talking about the international community, because we never should have recognized Morocco's occupation, which was a terrible mistake that was made by the outgoing Trump administration. We've been calling on President Biden to reverse that. You can't deny and take away someone's right to their homeland and do what was done by the Trump administration. So we've called on President Biden to reverse that.
Susan, yes. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution basically extending the mandate of MINURSO in Western Sahara. Recently, a special envoy has been named to try to move the process along. You don't think this is a positive development?
Well, I mean, it's a positive development, but it's just talk. How are they going to do that? This is what this has been going after year after year after year after year. And by not moving forward in the referendum, they've rewarded the aggressor, and they've punished the people who have tried to uphold their rights by peaceful protest, as they've been doing in Western Sahara, and they're crushing their dreams and their hopes. And it's a terrible situation. So yes, it's good. But it's lip service. Unless they failed. How are you going to get the Polisario to believe the UN when the UN has completely failed them?
The Polisario Front also said that they would not be part of the political process due to what they said has been the UN Security Council's failure to uphold its promise to the Sahrawi people by ensuring that they vote in a referendum to determine their fate. What is your take on the decision not to be part of the political process? Wouldn't this be counterproductive?
There's a frustration among the refugees in the camps that they're never going to see their homeland again, because they relied on the United Nations since 1991. Again, since 1991, the UN never organized a vote. It could have been done so quickly. But why should they believe the UN?
What do you think is the best way forward to resolve this concern after the UN extended the mandate of MINURSO? What is the best way forward?
We should recognize the Sahrawi Republic as the legitimate government of Western Sahara and call for Morocco's withdrawal from their illegal occupation. This is an illegal occupation.